Hi, I'm Pam Sidhu here at Sudbris Radio. Today, I'm bringing you something different. So I'm bringing you a Pakistani superstar. We've seen him on our TVs. We've heard him in many different roles. He was one of the lead singers in a band with Atif Aslam. And you have heard me playing Nachera Malangano. But he is also here to speak about his brand new film that he's releasing, Titch Button. Yes, I'm talking about no other than Farhan Saeed.
Thank you, Pam. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So absolutely amazing. Pakistani films are doing so well. There just seems to be like a new lease of life that's coming through from the film industry in Pakistan. And now you're releasing this film, Titch Button.
Yeah, Pam. Well, I think it was long overdue that Pakistani cinema had to export something to the world. I think the time has come. Our dramas and our music has just made its way through to the entire world through the social media and everything. It was about time that, our movies came out and people started getting attracted to it. I think the main reason behind it is the language we speak. Urdu, Hindi, हम बड़े हुए हैं बॉलीवुड की मूवीज देखकर. हमारे आपके हीरो हमारे हीरो हैं. सो मुझे लगता है कि हमारे जो नॉर्म्स एंड कल्चर्स एंड वैल्यूज हैं वो सेम है. So the emotion is the same, the food we eat is the same, the songs we listen are the same, the dance steps we do, the bhangra you do in there in India, you do in there London, and we do in Pakistan is the same. So our shadis are the same. So there's so much similarity. So it was bound to happen. But the Stitch Button is one of that kind also. Punjabi family ki kahani hai aur based out of ननकाना साहब, which has उसकी अपनी एक affiliation है इंडिया से. So the family is based on साहब and then the second part is in Turkey. So yeah, it's a combination of both the cultures. So I hope people all around the world would connect to it and the emotion is the same. So yeah, I think everybody who's watching, the families, they're loving it and that's what we thought.
Absolutely. And very, very true words that you just given. It is all about unity. We are all the same. But tell us more about your character in the film.
Well, my character Pam is like a village boy who's a family guy. So they're in a joint family system. If there are two kids, one, in Pakistan, normally what happens is that if the guy is good in singing and dancing, and it's considered non-serious, if not serious in education, so people say that you're just wasting your life. So my character is that sort of guy. Then there's another guy played by Firoz Khan. He's my cousin and he's moved out. All the people in Pakistan and India, they can relate to it. Jo log bahar kamane jaate hain. And everybody back home, they take a lot of pride in them that, hamara bachcha bahar gaya hai padhne. So these little things, and then, the entire story is very relatable to everybody who's half families in India or Pakistan or their stays abroad. So वही बात है that my character is a family guy, but one thing we know coming from our मिट्टी soil, हम लोग ये जानना चाहते हैं कि हमारी values ठीक हैं, हमारी values खराब नहीं हैं. Overall, it's a fun-loving, easy-to-watch movie. Like if you go with your families, you'll have a good laugh, you'll have romance, you'll have action.
It's that perfect mix then where you go through every single emotion when you watch the film. And there's nothing better than watching a film with family as well as you described then. It's a good family movie. But is there comedy thrown in there as well?
If there's a Punjabi family and do you expect it's not going to be comedy? It's a lot of comedy. How we are in our normal daily life. We don't start a day without a joke. You don't end it without a joke. So it's like obviously sare Punjabi jehde sun rahe ne in London, they should just go. Suhail Ahmed is part of it. He's playing my chacha and Firoz's father. He's a legend, and everybody in Pakistan so far loving what we have done as a team. So I'm really hoping that after Pakistan, if I really thought that's there are people who will connect with this film, was I think in UK, because how it is bilingual, Punjabi te naal Urdu and the Punjabi culture. So I think a lot of people in UK, if they go and watch it, they'll relate to it and they'll like it.
Yes. And tell us about the music, because of course, as I mentioned, you're a very established, famous singer, but you are also singing in this film as well, aren't you?
Yes, I did this one song, Ehsaan Hai Tumhara. A lot of people expected that you know, if I'm part of it, I'm going to sing all the songs. But no, I'm not like that. I'm not a selfish filmmaker. I think one song that was romantic that suited my voice, and me and Junita Gandhi sang it. And I love Junita Gandhi from India. So Junita and me did this duet song. And then there's a song on the entry, like my entry, Kaka Saab is my name in the film. So my entry, the song is sung by Mika Singh, because The moment the song goes, I knew that Mika Singh is the voice that will just, you know, take the song to another level. Then there's Humaira Arshad. There's a very famous song, Maini Bol Di Mere Se Mera Yaar Bol Da. So we redid it. We used those lines. And then Aima Beg has sung one song, which is picturized on Urva and me. So Aima Beg is one big name who was with me in Naach Hir Malangan, who you just mentioned. So, you know, it's a bouquet of a lot of good artists. And I think the film's music just suited the film's story very much. And we didn't leave any stone unturned. We wanted to give it a full package to all the families. So I really hope that people like it.
Do you mind singing a few lines for us?
जी को जलाते थे सहारे रास्ता दिखाई ना दिया हो मेरे लिए ना थे किनारे लहरों का होके मैं जिया ओ ऐसे चला मैं तन्हा सहरा में जैसे घर का ना मंजिल का पता एहसान है तुम्हारा तुम मिले रब ने तुम्हें उतारा तुम मिले थैंक यू
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. This film, did you film it before COVID or was it filming in COVID? There was a little bit of a delay with the release.
Yeah, Pam. We fortunately just finished the movie just before COVID, like 2019. And there was only one song left, Maini Bol Di, which was there to be shot. But we did our Turkey spell. We did our Nankana Saab spell. We did everything. And then we were actually scheduled to release Eid al-Fitr of 2020. And we also announced it and we released the teaser too. So We were about to release the trailer of the movie. And that's when COVID struck the world. So basically, we were fortunate in a way that we did not leak our trailer or the song we were about to, and then COVID happened.
Absolutely. Well, as they say, the best things come to those who wait. So, you know, we've had to wait a couple of years for this, but looking forward to watching it on the big screens, in the cinemas. But what have you got coming up next, Farhan?
Pam, I haven't decided yet. Maybe another movie, another song very soon, which I already recorded, made the video. So I'm going to just be around the New Year's, probably one single for my fans who are my music fans, because they really have this complaint with me that I've been, you know, ignoring music for my acting. But it's not that easy to jump between the two fields and just, you know, cope up with two.
But Just before you go, Farhan, one song that kept us through COVID was Ngano. Your fans would really upset you to sing just a couple of lines of that before we let you go.
Ho vekhi barishana akhiyan nu laavi vekhi barishana akhiyan nu laavi bada saamb saamb rakhiyan akhiyan bada saamb saamb rakhiyan na chhed malangan nu assi ishq de mareya जो बाजी खेडे तू असी जित के हारे आ दिन चार जवानी दे हस खेड के कड़ लांगे सानू दुनिया मारे की असी दिल दे मारे आ फुल जाना इते याद ना भी फुल जाई ते याद ना भी बड़ा सांब सांब रखियां अखियां बड़ा सांब सांब रखियां थैंक यू वेरी मच